We will continue with Ultra-Red, that it's a group that is asking a similar question. If you're asking what is the visuality of democracy, you're asking what is the sound of democracy, or what is the sound of radical democracy or radical education today. Ultra-Red is an international sound collective that conducts sound-based investigations about pressing social and political issues to develop, test, and practice what they call political listening. They will speak about their project School of Echoes, which has enabled them to ask the question, what is the sound of radical education today? Any attempt at the building of an absolute field of democracy must undoubtedly begin with considering alternative forms of educational empowerment. I would like to welcome Don Ryan, Manuela Polisha, and Diana Graham. I'm not here who's speaking first, so please take the mic. Don?
Yes. Okay. So, Carlos, I'll tell you when the sound files are needed, okay?
Okay.
Good evening. I want to thank Oliver and Carlos for asking us to be with you all this evening. It's really great to be in Graz and to participate in the CIVA Sound Sessions. In 2009, Ultra-Red began to think specifically about the series of listening protocols that had been developed over the course of our work since our beginning in 1994. And these listening protocols were oftentimes developed in art contexts, in formal education contexts, and in political contexts. Just as background, the current 12 members of Ultra-Red, most of us have very long-term relationships to specific communities and to specific political movements and to specific questions. And it's those movements, those communities, and those questions that occupy the majority of our time and our lives. Ultra-Red becomes a space where we test those protocols. I'm also flustered by the time. Sorry, it's really, oh my god, there's not enough time. Different cities. Oh yes, well, thank you. That's why it's great to have a time to keep someone straight. So our group currently is testing these protocols within specific locations. What you have before you this evening are three members of the group representing Ultra-Red's work in London, Berlin, and Los Angeles. Our sort of format this evening is we will play a series of very short sound files. First sound file I will make a comment on, and then followed by Manuela and then Jan. So could we have the first sound file, please?
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Edward Varela. I'm the mayor of the city of Maywood. For some of you that don't know me, my personal opinion about this, if we're supposed to talk about water issues, we should stick to what was told to us when people walk the streets. Water issues. If they're bringing up other issues, this was never intended for this meeting to be used as other issues. If you go outside, this room is packed. Not a lot of people can come in. Capacity is 175. Me personally, I cannot support anything that Union de Vecinos does in the city. One, they mislead, they don't give correct information, and they're out for one thing only. They're aligned with a certain community council member that is only out for himself. I'm not going
to
be at this meeting. I'm not going
to
be at this meeting any longer. I just wanted to come. I voted against it because there was not enough information given out to the community, to the constituents, or to the city government as to what was going to be going on today. And that's why I'm right now, I'm telling you guys, it's my opinion, it's only my opinion, I'm going to be leaving. I'm not going to partake in this.
What do you work for?
Thank you.
What do you work for?
I work for you guys. If you live in the city of Maywood, I work for you.
What is the sound of democracy? Indexically speaking, that was November 2011 in the City Hall of the City of Maywood. Maywood is a small town of 30,000 residents. residents in southeast Los Angeles County. The majority of the residents of Maywood live below the poverty line, approximately 80%. This in a country where one out of two people are at or below poverty. The question that has been asked by Alternative in Los Angeles is, what is our relation to the long-term project of building the movement of the poor?
Carlos, could you play the next sound, please?
Abbiamo Anna che ci spiegherà le giornate di mobilitazione di maggio.
Adesso in una gran assemblea abbiamo deciso che in maggio vogliamo fare una grande mobilitazione internazionale per bloccare il centro finanziario di Frankfurt.
È molto simbolica per due cose. La prima è che il Banco Centrale Europeo,
Francoforte, è un luogo molto importante,
uno dei grandi focus del problema, tiene sua sede in Frankfurt.
Europäischen Aktionstagen, weil die Mobilisierung
in tutta la deriva.
Blocco di Milano, blocca la città, blocca le banche, blocca tutto.
Gruppa tasalamaya başlamaktayız.
Il movimento Occupy, le lotte dei sindacati e i movimenti sociali dimostrano che la crisi fa parte del capitalismo.
So hello, I'm Manuela, I'm very happy to be here and thank you to Carlos and Oliver again for inviting us. I'd like to go back to dance sound piece or sound object and then I'll come back to one. You have listened to that sound, and what clashes there is probably what is a discussion within democracy theory in general, and this is the ongoing discussion between deliberative and radical forms of democracy, or attempts to conceptualize that on a theoretical level. One is more consensus-oriented, the other one is more about dissent, or as you would like to put it, dissonance. To put it more concrete, this can be framed at the moment, I think, not so much in theoretical terms, but much more in strategic terms. And the strategically speaking, the question of the urgency of democracy at the moment probably is the growing gap between democracy and capitalism as we see it everywhere in the world. And particularly also in Europe. I can give you many examples, but you probably all know the changing conditions of our livelihoods everywhere, and therefore also the need, on the basis of these changing conditions, to reinvent democracy. So the sound object that I brought today is one that was the mobilization and also the actual demonstrations that took place in May of this year in Frankfurt. Occupying, as they wanted it, Frankfurt and the European Central Bank, which was actually a European-wide mobilization. If we speak of democracy, I think what we would like to address is there's another gap that we see, and this is the one that there is actually activism, and there is organizing. And so what is the difference? And we are particularly interested in listening to this difference between activism on the one hand side and organizing the other. And again, speaking more theoretically, activism is more oriented to the representational forms, while organizing would be, if we take it for a minute and think about it like this, then this is more of a democracy as practice. And our idea is actually, speaking to this question of absolute democracy, how do we actually close this gap that we all have, and it kind of becomes the condition of our thinking between this activism, this representational, and the organizing, the practicing democracy. And our suggestion here is that we'd like to propose, and we have been ongoingly proposing, is that we start by listening. And therefore, the sound object that I brought along here and presented to you today is part of a long-term investigation.
So we do think that, or we believe that democracy is certainly something we always aspire to, and we do think also it's not something that we only aspire to, that but that we can turn to and listen to.
Yeah. All right, so here's the rub. Give us something like this. Andrew Lansing, greedy Andrew Lansing, Tulsa. The NHS is not for sale. You pray at Mikey Kocha, Andrew Lansing. Greedy Andrew Lansing, Tulsa. The NHS is not for sale. The pray at Mikey Kocha, Andrew Lansing. Greedy Andrew Lansing, Tulsa.
Probably in many places where the most
is the sound of radical education? The group is starting to ask the question, what is the sound of the conflict we can't hear? What happens after the austerity measures come in and all of these issues become incredibly individualized and there's a lack of collectivity? What can democratic education teach us, or radical democratic education teach us about how to listen to those silences and to the conflicts we can't hear?